The reading of today's gospel summarizes very well for all of us our religion. And not only our religion after the incarnation of the Son of God, of the ever Virgin Immaculate Mary, but our religion also all the way back to Adam and Eve, to Moses and his successors, and to David and Solomon and all the prophets of the Old Testament. For everything, including and particularly the Ten Commandments, is summarized in the commandments that our Lord quotes from Deuteronomy. The Gospel tells us of one of the frequent events where the Pharisees and the Sadducees were trying to trip up our Lord. Now, remember that the Pharisees, who were maybe about 10% of the Jews, and the Sadducees, the rest, just as it is today, were enemies. The Pharisees believed in spirits, in angels, in heaven. They did not yet have the revelation, at least not completely enough, of purgatory, which, of course, we will be celebrating during the month of November, one of the most wonderful dogmas of the faith, which cannot be done away with by anybody. And so they had not yet have been privileged to this, but they believed in eternal life, and they also believed in hell. And, of course, the Sadducees were on the other spectre of things. They did not believe in anything spiritual, only physical. The minute you died, your body was buried, and that was the end of it. So in a sense, they were very much like atheists. And of course, many, if not most, of the Jews of today are the same way. They're Sadducees. So they were always at war, one with the other. And so whenever they got together, it was because of a greater enemy that was facing them. And their greatest enemy was Jesus Christ, who was really their best friend and the one that was their savior. But they were not willing to accept him, neither one. Now many Pharisees became followers of Christ and Christians, the apostles and disciples and so forth. And so they come to him to see if he will say something that will really ridicule him and make everybody find out that he's really not anything of any importance, which is what they thought of him, very much to their own chagrin. And so they ask him, which is the greatest commandment? They'll say, well, here, we'll get him this time. And our Lord basically reiterates the message of Deuteronomy, which is the message of the whole Old Testament, of which he is the perfect fulfillment, the only perfect fulfillment. You shall love the Lord your God. How shall you love the Lord your God? And of course, this is something that is very important for us too. This is the first commandment. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. There is no one, nothing, that should be higher or more important for you than God. Not your mother or your father, not your husband or your wife, not your children, not your property, not your job, not your money or the desire of it. Nothing is more important than God. And this is something that is very, very difficult for people to accept because they're living only for this world, for this time, for their own self. And so they miss the whole point of salvation. They will not receive salvation. And this is something that people do not understand, including some who were gathered in Rome for some fake purpose. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, no exceptions. Not even a tiny little portion belongs to anybody else or to you. all of it, 100%, with all your soul, with all your mind. And of course, all these three things are basically the same things when it comes to us human beings. We often say, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. All three of them mean the same thing, with our entire and complete person. This is the greatest and the first. And it's not easy for people to understand or to accept, because they don't see God, so how can they love God? St. James says the same thing in his epistle. And then the second commandment is dropped upon them, which is equally very difficult. You shall love your neighbor like yourself. And of course, our Lord is no fool. Our Lord knows very well that for the most of us, our self is the greatest love. And that's a very, very horrible and very sad thing, and we're going to lose everything because of it. Our self. But he also says then, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Since he knows that they love themselves more than anything, including him. And of course, every breach of the commandments, any commandment or the precepts of the church, our love of self, our pride, the original sin of Satan, of Lucifer, pride. Who are you to tell me what to do? I am magnificent and beautiful. Look at me. And then he fell. And with him, millions or billions of other angels, a third of all the angels, of all the choirs of angels. We oftentimes think that the devils are of the lowest choir of angels, that is, the angels. Not of the seraphim or cherubim or powers or dominions, the rest, virtues, principalities. We don't realize that from every choir, from the highest to the lowest, from the seraphim to the angels, there were those who disobeyed and they fell into the deepest recesses of hell. And there they torture each other. They hate God. They hate us. And they want to destroy us all so that we will be with them in hell. Not because they want our company. They hate us. Hell is the palace of hatred. The opposite of heaven. Heaven is God itself. And thus it is love. True and complete love. Complete charity. There is no love. There is no charity in hell. In fact, the devils and those who are damned to hell, and there are many and more every day, they hate themselves. And you know, when people disobey God and they do bad things, they hate themselves. And they hate everybody else around them. That is what goes on in hell. And so our Lord summarizes it so well. For those who are aspiring to go to heaven, they must love God above everything and everyone else, including themselves. And then they must love their neighbors as themselves. This is the only place where there is room for self in the love of our neighbor. Now, we may not always understand that, and thus we need to practice and we need to meditate on these things. Otherwise, we will end up in the palace of hatred, in the recesses of eternal hell. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.